I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
We just got to find it. We got to make sure don't feel very much like an all-star because we're below 500. And I got to do a better job of inspiring my teammates and getting guys going and learning and growing, you know, in this new world. It's not all about just scoring the ball. I realize that it's about getting teammates involved and things like that. And I'm learning and growing in that process, but don't feel very much like an all-star because I think this is the most I've lost since I've been here as a Celtic, and we got to find ways to win. And I still think we've been playing better than we have earlier in the season. So I'm hopeful that we'll turn some games together and make a run. Like, it's very much in our grasp to do so. It's just a matter of time.
Somebody moving a dumpster or something during the Jaylen Brown Zoom?
I mean, thought he was doing it on the North Shore in Salem, Olin.
Right?
Boom! Guys, I'm zooming over here. Can we delay cleaning up the garden until I'm done?
Right.
But yeah, under 500. We're not at the midpoint of the season, right? What are we, a quarter of the way into this NBA season? We're getting close to the midpoint of the NHL season,
right?
Believe it or not. But absolutely have to do a better job if this team wants to make the playoffs. Here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. I believe that everybody, you know, likes Brad Stevens. We always talk about how good of a coach he is. I don't know what to measure that by just yet because of the fact they haven't won a championship. But unfortunately, it's always easy to get rid of the coach instead of getting rid of a team. And I just think, unfortunately for Stevens, as much as I believe Ainge and the ownership loves him, this team's floundering. I know they missed Marcus Smart. I don't know how many games he would have made a difference in the 13 he's been out. I know they're 5-8, but regardless, I just think sometimes you need to make that change and maybe it prosper after. I mean, there's been examples in the past a coach leaves in the following year, hence Grady Little to Terry Francona. You know, that was Grady Little's team for the most part, other than Schilling, which was a huge part, but you know, Francona won it, but that was Grady Little's team. You know, so just I think that if they continue to flounder and they get bounced in the first round, I think Stevens is gone. I think he's a good guy, good coach, blah, blah, blah. But you can only go so far with that, I think.
Well, he's a likable guy. He's like Cam mm-hmm. Newton. He's a likable guy.
Midwestern charm.
Yeah.
But the other thing that he misses there, it's you can't just say it was the same team with Schilling. They also added Folk. The 2003 team lost because it had no bullpen. So that was a pretty big ad the next year.
And just making the playoffs for this team, I think that's not a win for the Celtics and Brad Stevens because the expectations for this team were extremely high, right? You know, at the beginning of the year, I think, you know, maybe we weren't saying they were the first best team in the Eastern Conference, but, you know, we could make the case that they might have been the third best team behind Brooklyn and Milwaukee at that time.
Your expectation was that this season they were going to get farther than they did in the bubble a few months ago. I mean, that doesn't appear to be what's going to happen. I don't know what their issue is. I mean, you say all the time that this team does not appear to want to play for Brad Stevens?
Yeah, it's something, man. It's you got to look at this team and whether they're, you know, whether they're losing big leads or whether they're, you know, digging themselves in holes. Just sometimes at the way they play, there's no, and I know Perk talked about it a little bit, but there's just like, there's no energy there. And well, even after the games, like you hear the press conference, just like, oh, whatever.
Well, Perk had a specific criticism of Stevens later in the postgame where he calls it my turn basketball, that everybody on the team feels like they're entitled every other time down the floor, Tice, whoever it is, mm-hmm. once they get it, they're going to chuck it up. So there's no like pecking order on the team. The role players are right. emboldened to do much more than they should be slotted to do. They don't know their roles.
And that's because of Brad. Remember, because Brad said there's no captains here. We're right. all on the same.
Right. Well, that's mm-hmm. what he wants. Is like offense by committee or whatever. He doesn't want anybody to be a leader.
He doesn't want a superstar. And that's yeah. kind of all you need in the NBA. If you don't have a superstar, you're not going to win. And the way that they've approached this team has been, I don't think anybody can convince us that Brad Stevens is the guy that's going to get this team to a title. I don't think anybody can truly say that.
And I wouldn't see, I could see Brad Stevens drawing up a play at the end of a game for the last shot and going, okay, let's get the ball to Semi Ojeleye. Okay, I could really see him doing that.
So.
No, but when you think about when I'm kind of joking a little bit, but when you think of a team that has no and Perk knows better than anybody, when they have no like pecking order, and you have two young up and coming all stars, but they're not on the top of the food chain, that's a problem. Curtis is right. When you're looking at basketball, you win championships in today's NBA because of your superstars and everybody knowing, hey, here's my role.
Look at Brooklyn. The superstars can't stand that guy from a coaching perspective. You know, they're calling the timeouts themselves.
Well, see,
But they go ahead and go out there and win basketball.
They won seven straight in Brooklyn.
Because everybody knows their roles. And Kyrie was a big part of that. Hey, James Harden, you're going to be the point. I'm going to play off of the wing. When Durant gets back, we know what KD does. And the rest of you guys, DeAndre Jordan, you get to the rim, you rebound, you alter shots. Everybody kind of knows their role. And that's what makes them successful. And when they do have, what Perk said, me ball, it's only between Kyrie, James Harden, and KD.
But the 978 texter says that we're asking the wrong question, and the question should be, is this team as currently constituted even coachable? Is anybody going to be able to come in and stop the me game?
I think if you can't with this team, you can't do it with any team. I mean,
right.
Jason Tatum is pretty unassuming.
So Tatum and Brown are young enough
yeah.
where they're not at that point yet.
Right.
They're going to listen to a coach if you get the right coach.
Right, because they haven't won anything. I think once you start winning, that's when the players take over.
It's like the scene in The Waterboy. You ever see The Waterboy mm-hmm. with Adam
Sandler? Malcolm Lawrence?
Yeah, with Adam Sandler when the coach goes, hey, we need everybody to play good and make a play. And then everybody runs on the field and he grabs Adam Sandler and he goes, listen, we're not going to win unless you make a play. You have to do that with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You got to say, listen, if you two guys don't play and put this team on your back, we're not going to win games.
Yeah, I think they missed the passion of Smart, certainly.
But see, that's
the only guy that seems to have it. And I know that leads to him throwing up the ball when he should not be. Right?
Mm-hmm. And that's a sticky, and that's kind of like a slippery slope. He comes back, he thinks, all right, now I'm the savior. And now all of a sudden, he starts taking shots away from Jaylen Brown, from Jason Tatum, Kemba Walker. And now we have the issues what we have in the locker room.
Yeah. They need to do the 00 rule on him, which is where my coach, Mike Allard, used to say, Hill, don't shoot the ball. Do not ever shoot the ball.
Never.
Give it to a shooter. I don't care if you happen to get a defensive rebound and you make your way all the way up the court.
Right.
You're wide open on a layup. Stop and throw it back out to a shooter.
and throw it back out to Hudson.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Get it to Hudson or Aiden.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Dave?
I just wanted to give a quick insight. The Kemba Walker thing, it bothered me from day one. First of all, I love Kemba. I played 4 years of soccer at UConn. I bleed Husky Blue. The guy's a great athlete and a really nice and good person. But Danny Ainge really should take some more heat than he is, because they never did a full investigation into that knee issue. He you know, I have a place in Charlotte and a place in Mystic. I watched that team play. That guy was hurt his last year. Everybody knew it. That's why he wasn't given a deal down there. They didn't do their homework on Kemba Walker, and he should not have been given that huge deal that he was given. And I do private investigation work now. I did 28 years in law enforcement. And we go and do in-depth backgrounds on people. And they wouldn't have had to look too hard. All you had to do is look into the newspaper clippings that were going on down there in Charlotte. The guy was hurt, and they gave him millions and millions of dollars. And it kind of set this franchise back a ways. They could have spent that money on a big guy or spent it on, you know, somebody that's actually functional right now.
Yeah.
Or Gordon Hayward. God, Charlotte has fleeced them in these decisions. I mean, not to mention Terry Rozier.
But he's right. I think you were right the other day when you suggested that Ainge trying to deal damaged goods may have affected what he could get for Hayward.
Yeah.
Guys didn't want to do deals with him.
Or he just got plain too greedy with Indiana and thought I could get more, and then eventually Hayward bolted. But either way, yeah. Danny is desperate. Do you want this guy making his last like piece, his chip, is this trade exception? Do you want him handling that decision?
I think you're stuck with him. All right, let's...
JK.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now, I dumped 10 seconds of audio there. That'll be interesting to see what people actually heard, because it was just dead air. But I apologize.
Well, I mean, were you...
I was not ready. I was like, I was engaged in our Celtics talk.
You were unprepared to tell us what is trending?
Yeah, totally. Trending now brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of your Boston Bruins. Coors Light, made for hockey, made to chill. And tomorrow, Sean Corrali on the program, right, Greg?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Looking forward to that. The Bruins had a couple games rescheduled, by the way. They play 5 and 7 nights in April based on some of these COVID shufflings. So they'll have a tough end of the year. But as you pointed out, they're getting closer to the halfway point. Season is going by quick. They're in a good spot.
They look good.
Yeah.
They look good.
Celtics, not so much. They've lost 7 of 10. Luka Doncic got him last night. Obviously late, 2 big threes. 110-107 the final. Here's Perkins talking about that criticism of Ainge, the my turn basketball.
But at the end of the day, guess what? Danny Ainge has watched him, and we all know how aggressive Danny Ainge could be. I don't know where to point the finger at, to be honest. I think it's overall, it's collectively, because tonight I saw too much of my turn basketball. Like, after the All-Stars were announced mm-hmm. earlier today, I thought that the ball was going to be skipping, hopping. People was going to be passing up good shots, great shots. And it wasn't that. It was my turn basketball. Defensively, still, the energy just not there. You're struggling to put together 48 minutes. It's just so disturbing to watch.
Tonight they'll do it again at Atlanta.
Right, but they'll, you know, Atlanta stinks, but they're not very good either, the Celtics. So
that's a good matchup. They had a lot of that exciting games, close finishes.
Right.
At least you got that going.
Oh, maybe they slow Trae Young down in the second game. Let's see if they can do another game.
When is it going to be safe for someone to do an interview in person?
In the studio?
So we can hear.
Nope.
What they are GD saying.
Nope. Well, by the way,
stop with the Zooming every interview? One-on-one interviews should be okay.
He was in Houston and he'd lost power, so they had him on some kind of like Skype feed. Because you're Governor Cruz, or you're senator.
My senator. Okay.
The senator really does the day-to-day organization in the state.
Well, I blame Cruz.
Idiot.
Surprise. Speaking of idiots, how about Curtis v. Jeff Howe of The Athletic on Twitter yesterday?
Oh, my God, that was awkward.
What happened, Jeez. Curtis? What was that about yesterday?
What was that? I missed that.
So I mistakenly said, Jeff Howe said that they believe that Cam has a, quote, MVP reputation. It was Doug Kyed. I got the honk wrong.
Okay.
And so Jeff Howe, because Ken likes to get people going on Twitter, tweeted out with the show account at Jeff Howe, Curtis Ripson, whatever.
Yeah.
So he gets all bent out of shape and tweets that I'm an idiot and everybody hates this
You're
radio
trying to
station.
Get clicks.
Yeah, off of his name. Yep. Believe me, a guy at The Athletic should be worried about his own clicks, not what we're doing. But I digress. And so I corrected the record, and I said, I am sorry. My apologies. It was Doug Kyed who said that the Cam still had an MVP reputation, period. But you, Jeff Howe, are the one that said last spring that Jarrett Stidham was already better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Did he respond to that?
No, he just liked and replied to everybody that was ripping me, which was a lot.
He was in Greg mode. You know when you get like, occasionally you engage on Twitter, Daniel points this out.
Yep.
And he was in like mode. It was like all night I kept seeing how like every negative tweet about our show.
The guy was triggered, obviously.
No, definitely triggered.
Mm-hmm. Curtis misrepresented him.
Yep.
I mean, if you spend your whole life carrying the laundry of a head coach and all he does is give you fake reports, you might want to get a new job there, Jeff.
Oh, I like it. Shots fired.
Okay, that's what's trending on the Greg Good Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Katy Perry, me go.
Cause I'm all that you want, boy. All that you can have, boy. Got me spread like a buffet. Bon appetit, baby. Appetite for seduction. Fresh out the oven. Melting your mouth, kind of loving. Bon appetit, baby.
It's got the prosciutto, it's got the chicken cutlet, and I'm a big fan of steak fries. The best steak tips around. And if you're looking for Italian food, you come to East Boston. We got all the places for you.
Just make sure it's been prepared by an Italian, as we learned.
Yes.
So we learned during the Bon Appetit discussion.
Go to Meridian Market, Roy's, Milano's. A lot of great places
Milano's
in Easton.
Great.
A lot of great places. Wigs out.
Was that your request, Daniel?
Yeah, Bon Appetit. Oh. I figured it was fitting. Katy Perry.
Oh. I've never heard it.
Well, now you have.
If she gets that, then I get doses and mimosas before the end of the program, please.
You get all the other crap songs. Let us have one once in a while. Jesus.
There is some breaking news for Derek the Steelers fan and others this morning, Ken. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger headed back to the Steelers. President Art Rooney II tweeting out that Roethlisberger met with them yesterday, productive meeting. He wants to come back. They want him back. They have to work out the contract, but he ain't going anywhere.
They'll get it done because he said he'd be willing to take fix his salary cap.
Pay cut?
Yeah, well, his salary cap was like $41 million or something crazy.
This is Eric. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up, Eric?
Along with Derek's the Steelers fan, the Beverly boys football team had their first practice, and they're playing on the city-owned natural turf field, and they had to, you know, it was basically snow and ice. So last night the seniors, senior boys got together and gathered up their shovels and went and tried to clear the field themselves and got it partially cleared, but just kind of sad that after all this time and what you know, waiting and what it's done to the teenage kids, high school kids, you know, that they have to put up with that at the start.
Yeah, I've seen some towns, cities that have been thanking the DPW for getting the fields cleared off, but I guess that's not happening everywhere.
Beverly has a nice little field over there too.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Dale and Rich and Andy talking about this yesterday, and they're right. It's they were talking about practicing when you used to have to, like, baseball practice. You had to be in the gym.
Yep.
And I saw, like, the Neshoba Chieftains with a gym photo last night of football practice in the gym. And it's like, I mean, why couldn't they? You're telling me they couldn't have played football in the fall?
Oh, and come on, Greg. It was a mess in the fall. This is going to be beautiful. Weather is turning. It's going to get to 50 today.
It's
toughen up and shovel a little snow. Get out there. It's football.
Did they put that on their social media, Neshoba?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
I was going to say.
One of the rules is that you're, you know, no indoor practices.
Well, they must be allowed. You're not allowed
my
to
God.
Have.
All right, here we go. Breaking.
Now I
Governor
Greg
Baker
gets Neshoba canceled.
Somebody dry snitching over
wait,
there.
A lot of what for?
No, maybe I'm wrong. What? They're not what? They're
Jesus
not allowed
Mary.
To be.
You oh, notice, my God.
You notice Wiggy is like.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing.
He's ready to call anybody out who's doing. I think it was on their social media.
I thought they
you
were
better hope so, bud.
I thought they were practicing at Polito's house.
I mean, I think they should be. I'm glad that they're at least playing. And.
They went private like Linda Holiday.
Oh, my God. Greg, you ruined the season.
Jill does it again,
did
man.
It go private?
Looks like it.
2 weeks later.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. This is worse than when you didn't graduate.
Uh-oh. Yeah, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Wait a second. Oh, that was a text message, not Twitter. Oh, man.
They wrote this. non-alum Greg Hill ruins season.
I see a tweet from yesterday. Great to see our football players outside on the turf today. I don't see any indoor photos.
That was a mistake.
There we go.
Okay, out on
the turf.
Yeah, but it's
50
Greg's
degrees.
Not familiar with snow.
Loose lips sink ships. Yeah.
Okay, so wait a minute. Nope. Hold on. 8:14 the night before, they did have some indoor stuff on the
court. There was only like 10 people there. So
there's only like four guys in the picture. They're socially distanced, wearing masks.
There you go.
Everything looks like it's appropriate.
What is going on in this country?
It's amazing.
We're like analyzing.
Yeah, if we had the answer to that question, guy.
So we're like analyzing high school kids that are trying to get a football season in and how many of them are standing in a freaking gym with 40-foot ceilings.
This is going to be a great season. You wait.
Or shoveling the snow themselves. I told you, poor kids at Northampton, they won't even let them play.
Do you go and speak to the team about the importance of completing anatomy?
Anatomy and physiology.
And they got to wear a mask under their helmet, so way to help them with breathing issues. And you got to wear a mouthpiece. Kids' safety.
So okay.
Can we do a show with Wiggy with a mouthpiece?
Do they play right away Friday night?
No, well, my kids' team doesn't play until March 12th. That's the first game of the season. And then it's
what's the line?
Six games. And then it's six games. I think it's six games throughout the state. And then they have like this little championship game in your conference or your division. So
there we go. Six games, title game.
At least they're doing something. It's better. You know what I mean? It's better than nothing for these kids, but. You know, the fact that you got to jump through all these hoops and you could have did it in the fall like New Hampshire did and, 35 other states did it in the fall.
There were outbreaks all over the place.
No, there wasn't.
Mess.
There was not one outbreak that we heard of that was...
You got COVID based on your son playing in a rogue practice.
There was not one...
Where'd you get COVID?
There was not one
Where
super
did you get COVID?
Spreader event
Where
that
did you
happened
get COVID?
In the fall mm-hmm. because of sports that we heard
of. That's a total lie.
So how come we never heard of it?
We heard of it. You didn't. You ignored it.
What? No. So where was the super spreader? We heard of Sturgis. Where was the super spreader high school event that took place because of kids playing outdoor football in the fall? 35 states in the country played outdoor sports. Did we have one?
Super it was a bat mitzvah at Belmont Country Club.
Just, you know.
I didn't hear of any.
Because there was none. The same way we didn't hear of anything from the Notre Dame kids that ran down on the field. There was no super spreader thing that happened there. Or any of the college football teams that had fans there. And you had Division II schools that didn't play. You had FCS schools that didn't play. They're now trying to play in the spring. But there were
you love it. You're watching it.
No, but I am watching it because I love football. But there were no issues by these kids playing in the fall that led to all
you
these
play
other
Call of Duty 12 hours a day. You wouldn't know if any of this
I would know. I'm on the social media. And I follow a lot of high school sports.
You didn't answer Ken's question on where you contracted the virus.
I don't know where I contracted it from.
Mm-hmm.
Could have got it anywhere.
No tracing.
Even with contact tracing, Danielle, can you clearly put your finger on exactly where you got it?
No, which is why we don't know if Cam Newton was irresponsible going to the Braintree Plaza.
Right. So I don't know.
Right. You don't have any idea.
I have no idea. That's one thing when you go get tested, they don't tell you who you got it from.
Do you have a good idea?
It's not like an STD.
Marcus Mariota.
And then he sticks the landing.
Charlie Baker.
His hair's on fire.
I never got any contact tracing done.
I don't know how to even do
it. There's
I didn't
a
either.
Shock. We're pretty sure about either it was you gave it to the other one or the other one gave it to you.
We're pretty confident
on that.
Slash gave it to me.
Right. Are you sure? Are we positive the Clash had it first?
Yes.
Sloshed?
Yeah, sloshed.
Oh, he had it too?
Mr. Clash, yeah. You're suspect. Were you here when we discussed any of that?
Well, no, I met him for the first time, and him and I had like a nice little hug and everything. Like, yo, what's good, bro?
You can't hug people, bro. That's
well,
it.
Him and I are both
canceled.
Survivors.
Okay.
So I mean,
you're not going to give up.
So you just asked if he had it. You just said you...
Well, I mean, I was just trying to protect him. Just, hey, you might want to go get checked out because
you're
I...
You're on the show. It's fine. You're 5 days now.
Well,
don't worry
what
about
are you
it.
Talking about, Danielle? I met the guy. We came with a nice little embrace.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what bros do when they meet out at the restaurant.
Did
you give the pelvic distant hug?
I come in for the good bro hug.
Are fans allowed at high school football games?
We don't know yet. Which is another thing.
I'm sure Derek's calling back in right now to let us know.
And there are some, because there's this stupid, they still have the stupid 50 people outdoor event limit, or maybe it's 25. Who the hell knows what phase we're in by right now?
Who knows?
So now they're going to be, you know, what they did is they limited the rosters to 45 kids on the varsity. But if there's only one parent that can go to the game, like I couldn't watch any of my son's basketball games. I had to watch them, you know, through the stream. And but there are other places that allow it. So I guess it depends on what's going on in our school district. I'm hoping that they allow people to go see their kids play.
I mean, we just had a verified expert on the show yesterday saying we're going to be done with this by April, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
But the fact that
Dr. Kevorkian couldn't join us again today?
Greg, you know what doesn't make sense? And this is the fact that they won't allow fans at the game. And I'm not saying a lot, right? But just like, you know, a couple family members. And some of these stadiums will seat like, you know, 2,000-3,000 people. And when you go to a regular season football game during a normal year, you might get
100 people.
Right. So you're telling me you can't allow, you know, people that go see their seniors play their last year of football? Stupid.
By the way, Greg, bit of breaking NHL news. Claude Julien has gotten the axe. Montreal Canadiens have fired Claude.
Wow.
Can we have Donnie Sweeney announce it during a Patriots event later?
Ooh, Claude could join the skate pod.
Why don't you add him to the Saturday show?
Oh, wow.
What's it about?
That'd be great.
No,
it could be
you.
Ken and Claude and Curtis.
We.
It's Calman and Ken.
Ken, here's a text for you. Have you just done the radio show and gone home every day for the last year?
Pretty much. I go to the playground with my daughter. That's where we go.
You know,
Curtis, how about the other day when we're in the office post-show having our meeting, and Ken is debating whether he might be willing to go to a restaurant sometime in the next 6 months.
It's unbelievable. It's like he needs 3 months of prep. He needs to do some advanced work at the location.
Alone. So what?
And it's weird that he goes to the playground even without right. Maya.
And
he's not taking pictures, thankfully.
And he has family members that are under 65 that already gotten vaccinated. Tell me how that one works.
We don't know it.
Okay.
Do you get takeout?
We do occasionally, yeah.
He lets it sit for 3 days outside and sprays.
I've gone religiously to Shaw's every Sunday morning, same mm-hmm. time, 10 a.m. I yep. get in.
Oh, it's a super
have
spreader.
The list. We plan for the week, all the meals.
Do you beautiful. Spray the delivery guy when he arrives at your door?
What delivery guy?
No, but he's knocking the elderly over to get into Shaw's before right. everybody else so right. he can get.
Are you so kidding? He can get away with walking around there.
So you go the same time,
yep.
and that's it. No other.
Plan
like, do you ever
plan out the meals for the week?
Do you ever have a random trip to the supermarket, or is that
nope.
too risky?
Very rarely.
That's too risky.
Yep.
He jams himself into Shaw's elbow to elbow with people going down the wrong way, but yet he won't go see a poor high school football game. We'll be the only guy in the stands. But he will go to Shaw's and rub elbows with everybody.
Pipe down, Costco.
Costco's another place. The coronavirus don't exist in there because of the high ceilings.
And the ventilation. That's how we take it in schools. Leave Ken alone.
Coming up, we're going to play Were You Paying Attention? And you could win a fantastic WEEI logoed pen. So if you want to call now and get ready for that, 617-779-7937 is the number. 617-779-7937. And if you can answer a question about today's show correctly, then you will be a winner during Were You Paying Attention? We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.